For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano. According to the CDC, this past year saw the lowest number of flu-related hospitalizations recorded since 2005. That drop comes from the many public health precautions related to the pandemic, like mask wearing. But masks don't offer much help in preventing the flu. If you look at the CDC's map that tracks flu cases across the U.S. right now, it's completely green, which means flu activity is minimal. Christine Porter is a public health professor at the University of Wyoming. She says mask wearing and isolation definitely helped, but she says it's important to remember that COVID-19 spreads through inhalation.
Flu does not work that way. So the methods we're using to prevent coronavirus are way above and beyond what you need to prevent the flu. And therefore, it's almost non-existent.
Porter says wearing masks during flu season would be overkill.
You don't have to protect people from your breathing. You just have to protect them from your sneezes and coughs.
But she says COVID-19 is teaching us a big lesson.
Be super careful about not touching your eyes and your nose. Like, that prevents all kinds of disease.
So next flu season, stay home if you're sick and don't touch your face. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano.